Thank you so much for pressing play. My name is Kim Kardisha, and I am so glad that you're interested in hearing that the wisdom that the horses had to share with me this week. And once again, I am in with the horses recording this podcast. And just as I said that, Honey, one of my horses came up and started tickling me with her lips. So she was in on the introduction. And the message that the horses have been sharing over this past week is one, oh my gosh, that I think there's so many layers to, and us in our humanness, sometimes we kind of get a little bit distracted and don't see how it fits in different situations. And the subject is actually that of being rather than doing. And a great couple of teachers this week were Missy, Delilah. Actually, we had a lot. Annie, Honey here, who's quite the comedian, and my red horse. And we're having kind of a hot spell here in Michigan. And even without that, sometimes what the horses have been showing me is just that they want to be with us. They don't necessarily want to be doing anything. And really, isn't that a wonderful compliment that your horse just wants to hang out with you? I think sometimes, especially in doing rehab work, I can get so caught up in my intention to help them get better, be better, that I feel like, well, I have to be productive in this time that I have with them. And although I still see a lot of value in that, sometimes my horses just want to hang out in the same space with me. A few of them enjoy being combed or brushed more than others, and so sometimes that can be in the mix. But other times, especially my red horse, he doesn't necessarily like to be touched or groomed a lot of the time. And at first, I was like, well, then what the heck do we do? And I mean, just listen to that language. Why do we have to do something? But I think that's not only ingrained in us in the horse world that you have to do something with your horse. You have to ride your horse. You have to be teaching your horse. But it's also ingrained in our lives. You know, we often don't get the chance or take the opportunity to be still. It's like if we're resting, it doesn't count for anything. But there's so much, one of the horses just snorted, which we take as a validation. There's so much healing that happens when we sleep, for example. And I know being and stillness doesn't always translate to sleeping, but when we rest, we take that time to replenish. Oftentimes, that's how we integrate if we're working on something in our self-growth journey or in our healing. That's the time when things can really come together, when there isn't pressure on something, when we have more of that soft, gentle focus than the hard direct, where we're feeding our brains more so than the rest of our bodies. There's another great lesson or example of this that happened this week, and that was down by the pond, because it was, again, it was a very hot day. I was having a session with someone there. We were just verbally coaching. There wasn't necessarily horses involved, but there was a lot of nature involved. And as we were sitting there, it could look very still, but there were dragonflies flying all over the place. There were barn swallows swooping over the water, catching bugs. There were fish jumping. There were flies and bees buzzing. There was all kinds of stuff when you kind of let the inward come out, so to speak. And I guess, maybe that's an interesting example for being, letting the inner come out. I'll have to think about that. If you have any opinions, I would love to hear that, because it's just always interesting how these things emerge. So I would encourage you to just hang around sometimes. You can, if you have horses, try it with them. Just stand and watch what they do. And if they, right now I'm standing by Delilah and she stopped eating and she just kind of sniffing at things. And then she went back to eating. Gotta fly, now I'll move. And she actually moved with me, kind of like, hey, yeah, I still want to stand with you. And to me, that's pretty cool. And it's a great, it's just great to know that your horses want to be by you. And I think when we are still and we offer more of a comforting energy or a comforting space, whether we're in a healing capacity and working with clients or just hanging around with people in general, it gives other people that opportunity to take a breath, to ease into the present moment and just kind of enjoy things a little more. So another way to kind of shine your light in the world is to just be. So that is what the horses and the pond and nature would like to share with you today. I hope you have a wonderful week. If you would like a little more horse inspiration, check out our Facebook page, Hidden Promise. Website is confidencethroughconnection.com. And we will share the next message with you next week. Bye for now.